Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 said the man with three hellos. Happy Tuesday. Welcome, my friends, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Now, we begin the podcast, the show, whatever you want to call it. Don't call it that. With Liverpool. They're not having it all their own way right now, are they? After suffering back-to-back Premier League defeats, leaving them ninth in the table. Now, the Reds play Wolverhampton Wanderers in an FA Cup third-round replay tonight. It's live on TalkSport. The manager, Jurgen Klopp, described their current situation like, and I quote, a broken leg you can't fix straight away.
For the first time since 1993, the Reds have lost both their opening league games at the start of a calendar year. It's finished here. Sensational Brighton 3, dismal Liverpool 0.
It's like when you have a broken leg or something like that, and everybody wants to hear that, yeah, it's no problem. Tomorrow it will go again. And then it's like, but unfortunately you need a couple of weeks, or sometimes months, until you are ready. So nobody wants to hear that, but it's anyway a fact. And we have to make sure that we make these steps. Yeah, we just are ready for making these steps. Then we become a team where the other teams are not looking forward to play against again. That would be helpful as well.
I was not often in a similar situation, but I watch football longer than I'm a manager. And I know exactly how it always works when things don't go well. There are a couple of things everybody can. There's a list of things what you go through. And one of the things is the team is not listening to the coach anymore. So in Germany we say the manager doesn't reach the team anymore. So I understand that it looks sometimes like this. It's just not the case.
On now to the sports bar with the fun boy Jason Cundy and Jermaine Pennant.
Oh dear, this is going to be fun. Brighton 3, Liverpool 0. Where's the laughter track? Where is it, Dom? There you go, thank you. I watched this game.
Cheers, Dom.
And do you know what? 3-0, it flattered Liverpool. It could have been fours, fives. It could have been so much worse. Brighton, they haven't looked back really since the opening couple of games that De Zerbi's gone in there. They're in the contention for European places. They moved to seventh. Liverpool dropped down to ninth. Laugh track. Your
no
face.
Laugh track, yeah.
I'll move on, Gemma. I'll move on.
Who's next on this?
Everton.
No, Everton. Liverpool. Listen, I've said this now for the probably past two seasons. Liverpool have not strengthened their midfield for 4 years. You cannot do that and continue get away with it and compete.
It's leggy.
You can't.
Henderson's been brilliant, Gemma. But
is that the end of the cliff?
Yeah, and Thiago's in as well. There's not a lot of legs in there, is there?
There's not. No. They can't press out the ones where they've lost Mane, who's great at that.
Indeed.
And now people are saying, Darwin Núñez, he's scoring enough goals, but you can see how important he is to that team without the goals.
Absolutely crucial.
He's crucial to the way we're playing now.
And listen, they don't have Jota as well, which is another problem.
Luis Diaz, their big miss as well.
Yeah.
But still, they need to get a new midfielder in this window.
On now to kickoff with Danny Murphy, Danny Kelly, and the Times' Danny Samuel. His name's Martin, but it just sounds better with three Daniels, doesn't it?
A huge delay, a huge check, a massive moment in the season. Bruno Fernandes was adamant that Rashford hadn't touched the ball and that he was onside. And now the officials agree.
The confusion about this leads to a headline. It was in the Daily Mirror, I think, which says United goal stands despite Rashford being offside. I mean, if he's offside, you've got to disallow it. Danny, the heartbreak here for me is that this is one of those things where I can talk to you about playing. Because from the Maracana, where you may or may not have played, or Anfield, where you definitely played, down to Hackney Marshes, the same thing is true. The position of your opponents influences the decisions you make as a player, or in your case, a professional footballer. And to say that he wasn't interfering is ludicrous.
The laws do allow the officials to disallow that goal. There's been a theme going across some programmes and media that the law is, in fact, disabling the officials and making them have to give this goal. That's not true. The laws don't...
They're hiding behind it.
The reality is, and this is my biggest bugbear of all of it, if he'd have gone to the VAR and been told to go and have a look and seen the different angles, he, like every other person on the planet, would have seen that Rashford was interfering with the defenders and the goalkeeper's decision-making and their movements. Therefore, the goal could have been disallowed. He didn't get told to do that. I think it's a shame for football that we're having these ridiculous debates about such blatantly easy decisions to make.
Now, Arsenal extended their lead at the top of the Premier League to 8 points with a win in the North London Derby Governor at Tottenham. We'll hear from the former Gunner Lee Dixon in just a moment. But first, here's his former teammate. He might be a teammate now if they play squash together. Martin Keown, who's pleased with what he's seen.
Tottenham 0, Arsenal 2, North London derby delight for the Gunners. It's the away end that is celebrating.
Just been stunning the way that the players have taken everything on board from Arteta. The information, the two initially, the start of the season, Jesus and Zinchenko came in and sort of raised the bar, gave them an extra level of belief. The performances came with that. Result after result and then belief, Jim. That's what it's about now.
Yeah.
They used to play with hope, now it's belief. And they really take the game to their opponents. They want to win it as soon as they can, set their stall out. And that is fantastic. I mean, that was really, I mean, I look back to the teams that we had under Wenger, and that was the message. Let's win it as soon as we can, and then get the job done and move towards the next game. And that's what they need to do now, get themselves through this heavy fixture list that's going to arrive. They've got the Europa League to follow. Of course, that kicks in as well. Two big games coming up now, Manchester United first, and then Man City in the FA Cup. If you were to lose both of them, Jim, you'd be saying to me that Arsenal have blown it, it's all gone wrong and all the rest. So, you know, what you need to do is keep your feet on the ground and just take on your next opponent.
If you go to the Emirates, you do hear and feel the difference. And I've been there a few times since they've been top of the league, and there is a difference. There's a belief there. What Arteta's done brilliantly well is he's brought the fans back into the conversation. Not since 2004 when they were invincible have we seen this sort of connection between the players. I think generally now the fans enjoy and love the players. I think there was a bit of a breakdown in that relationship over a period of time, and he's done that. He's connected the whole club together, and he should take great credit for that.
Now here's DB sneaker freak Darren Bent on Arsenal chances of winning the Premier League. Try not to laugh when you listen to this.
Getting a tune out of Eddie Nketiah when people thought Arsenal would fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
He went and bought Ramsdale after back-to-back relegations, and I was like, again, 25 million, been absolutely outstanding.
I agree with that.
Bought Saliba back from loan. I mean, Arteta deserves a lot of credit.
Are Arsenal going to win the Premier League?
Look at everyone looking at me with the eyes and that. I think they will.
Breaking news on Talk Sport.
By the way, back pages are all over. The Times have gone with the story. Arsenal planning £70 million summer swoop for Declan Rice.
That would be a fantastic signing.
Yeah, whoever gets
so
in.
So that would be...
Every Arsenal fan that I speak to says, if Partey gets injured, then we are in big trouble. So you do need someone in that position as cover.
Declan Rice as cover. That is ludicrous.
No, but they went for Douglas Luiz in the summer and they didn't happen. Not cover, that's not the right word. But you need someone in there, alongside him maybe.
You have to play both of them.
Yeah, you could do, yeah.
There's no way one's getting dropped.
Now, Everton's board of directors missed Saturday's Premier League game against Southampton because of a real and credible threat to their safety. Simon Jordan disagreed with their decision to stay away.
I mean, I realise that there must be some substance behind whoever's given them the information. There's a real and credible threat. There's two parts of this conversation you need to have. Do Everton fans have the right to be exasperated, frustrated and deeply disappointed with their football club? Of course they do. Do they have the right, certain segments of that fan base, to take it beyond that and turn it into a situation where Everton board directors are being advised by whomsoever it may be, I don't know whether it's the police or their own internal security services, that they shouldn't be at the game? And then you move into the territory of, well, what do you do in this situation? Do you lead? And do you sit there and say, well, I should refuse to be curtailed by mob rule? I would be in the camp of, there's no parallel universe where I would not have been at that game. I had a similar situation, different, with Crystal Palace, but the Charlton fans took great exception to me. And there was real security alerts, and the police told me that they didn't want me at the stadium. And the police told me I had to stay in the stadium after the game because there were real incredible threats. And it proved to be the case because the security guards that were looking after me were attacked around me. But not because I'm some big-armed man that wants to prove his point, but because there's no way would I allow that to be a situation where people of a certain persuasion are going to dictate to me where I can and can't go.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, Wolves have climbed out of the relegation zone for the first time in 3 months and dumped West Ham into the bottom three to increase the pressure on manager David Moyes. Martin Keown got into a heated altercation with a Hammers fan who's had enough.
You said that David Moyes is a good manager, and anyone who's done something for 30 years and has won nothing to the detriment of three or four other clubs that he's managed, I'm struggling to see what your point is there.
Are you going to the game, Simon, at the weekend?
I certainly did. I was up at Wolverhampton with the other 3,500.
Are you going at the weekend?
I will be, yeah.
As an Evertonian, I'm delighted, because if you're going to go and give that kind of support to your team, the discontent to hear from you is unreal. You've got a manager you don't want. I honestly feel...
I just challenged 2 points that you made.
And I'm challenging your challenge, because I think that, yes, when you look at that team...
Manager, and we've got an identity.
So, was he a good manager when you were tussling for fourth place last season?
Right.
Was he a good manager? No, come on. No, right. Tell me now. What is right and positioning? Tell me. Was he a good manager last season?
No.
No. Yes or no?
I've just said no. I don't know.
He wasn't. Oh, okay. That's unfair. That's harsh.
Right.
He was a good manager last. He'll never be a good manager in your mind if he's nearly fourth and he's not a good manager.
Martin, I'll back it up, but if you give me 2 seconds just to back up why I don't think he's a good manager, I'll point it out to you, and then you can challenge me, OK?
On you go, Simon.
Right, in January 2022, we were fourth in the league, and we were top of the Europa League thing, and we qualified and didn't have to play the next game, OK? We had 13 fit outfield players at the time. He decided not to purchase anyone. He came up with the Rafinha and Phillips stuff, which was beyond ridiculous, on the basis that Phillips didn't kick a ball until March because he was injured. And he's just done a podcast this very morning where he admitted that he turned down Alvarez because he thought Antonio was playing so well.
What I'm calling for, though, is the West Ham fans to stick with, as I am with the Everton fans, stick with their players. I don't think it's a million miles for David Moyes to get it right. There's been progress at that football club.
We've got such a good manager. We've got England as number 4, Italy's number 9, Brazil's number 10.
So who do you want?
A shot on target once a game if you're lucky.
Who do you want?
The manager's not a problem.
Who do you want as a next manager?
Martin, I'm not a scout, right? I don't scout footballers.
And you're good at telling me what's wrong, but you don't have any solutions. So don't go to the game at the weekend if you're just going to go there and whinge and moan and not get behind your team.
How do you know whether I whinge or moan when I go to football?
Well, it sounds like it. If you like this on a Monday morning, I'm pretty well certain you like it on a Saturday afternoon.
No, I like it on a Monday morning because somebody on the radio spouts stuff that they know nothing about.
Well, that really is it, I'm afraid. Yeah. If you want to listen again, just press stop, take the tape out, turn it over, press fast forward, then when it gets to the end, take it out again, turn it over and press play. Or you can just listen to tomorrow's. But thank you for getting it on the TalkSport app or wherever you get it from, I don't really care. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4pm today, of course, alongside Benty. After us at 7, it's Wolverhampton Wanderers against Liverpool. That's the FA Cup third round replay. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.